can a person say to the richest guy on earth whose main goal in life is to leave the planet on one of his spaceships, making him an immigrant on Mars? He's ranting about millions of dead people collecting Social Security while other Trump appointees are blathering on about immigrants collecting money on the entitlements. Probably, so they say, they'll vote Democrat. The billionaire makes Marie Antoinette look like a socialist. Even the most devout Trump sycophant must be getting nervous when one of the mainstay third rails is about to be monkeyed with. Forget about this week's heavy losses on the market, thanks to the artist of the deal's waffling and threats and pullbacks and more threats. Tariffs and trade wars are one thing. Fooling with Social Security or Medicare is a whole nother tar baby that a chainsaw isn't going to cut through. Somebody somewhere, but not here on the South End, decided that if you got a lot of money, you must be smart. If you're a billionaire, by God, you must be a genius. Trump and Musk certainly think they're the brightest boys on the block, but I'm sorry, a dollar does not an IQ point make. Tesla's stock is plunging, and even worse, its image is so corrupted the poor saps who bought one of those cars of the future are slapping the bumper sticker that says, "I bought this Tesla before Elon went crazy." You will never see a MAGA hat sporting anything similar for their boy, but wait till eggs become the new currency, replacing crypto. When the rich decide laying off tens or hundreds of thousands of employees because they're part of the government they hate, when their economic policies enrich themselves with tax cuts that do nothing for the poor, when their sole objective is slash and burn, what are we to deduce? Me? I laughed when the GOP called themselves compassionate conservatives, an oxymoron if I ever heard one. These new so-called populists, who have no interest in anyone poorer than themselves, they need a reminder that when folks wake up, the guillotine isn't far behind.